Nice. Next up, we've got Caravan Ray doing 39 by Design for Sleepy Silverdor.
When you fell to earth and lost the love to love, you really wanted to try. Of your eyes, eternal point of view. And when you came to turn the hands,
and this is a band called Drab Majesty.
And Sleepy Silverdor is a band called Flebia.
Flebia, indeed. So a little bit weird that all of the participants are labeled by their forum name rather than their band name, so there may be some confusion going forward on that. Had you guys heard the original before? I've never even heard of Drab Majesty before. I would have thought for sure that they were from 1987 rather than from 2017.
Oh, wow.
I saw the video and I still thought that they were from, like, 1987.
You know, you hear that 80s gated reverb drum sound and you just go, whoa, this is an 80s song.
Yeah, it's very goth, and like good goth, though. It kind of reminded me of some Cocteau Twins-y type stuff. But yeah, no, I'd never heard of this band before.
I thought that Caravan Ray's cover was really well done. Is that an artificial voice doing the spoken thing? I don't think that's his voice. It worked really well. I don't always like spoken word stuff. The switch up to the acoustic guitar at the end, there are some elements of it that in less skilled hands could have come off as kind of jokey or novelty, but that really was not the effect that I got at all. I think it was really effective. You know, the lyrics are pretty somber, and even though he took a very different approach from the original recording, I think he pulled it off. I think it was a neat trick that he did. I think he said in the forum threads that he was kind of nervous because he had different ideas that he ended up slamming together. But it turned out really well, I thought.
Your comments sound a lot like my notes. First thing I want to do is to thank Flebia for introducing me to Drab Majesty. I mean, that's, I think it's a good song. I think it's an interesting band. I'm glad that I heard it. I'm also often leery of kind of spoken word stuff, especially like computerized spoken word stuff in songs. But I agree. I think it was a good choice in this case, especially when he layered it with his own singing vocal work in a couple of parts in the song. I thought that was particularly effective.
Yes.
And yeah. And, you know, just when the techno synth stuff started to get a little tiring to my ear, he switched to the acoustic guitar bit, and maybe he did that as a way to reference the dynamic changes in the original. I'm not sure, but whatever it is, it worked and it was good and I liked it.
Yeah, I think we all had that flip at the end where it goes acoustic with just bass as being kind of a cool turning point in the song. I looked at the Rap Genius or the genius.com lyrics for this song, and it is about the Heaven's Gate cult. And so I guess that sort of goes with the theme of this particular side fight, which is sort of an apocalyptic theme that some folks embraced and some folks really didn't. This song is definitely keeping with that theme. You know, Ray also used those synthesized lead vocals in another song, I believe in The Last Nerine. So it sounded somewhat familiar to me. I also liked the way he layered it in with his own backing vocals and singing and the choruses, which I thought worked well. And at the end, there's a sort of beam me up, Scotty kind of sound effect, which I think is a nice touch and, you know, goes well with the sort of Heaven's Gate theme. Yeah, I like this cover too. And I really like the original source material. I thought the lead vocalist sounded a lot like the guy from Tears for Fears, which he reminded me of. And yeah, I was really like, wow, this is recent music. I thought that was cool.